welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA Sports Byline, the star of our program, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Horn, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show once a week, every Wednesday from 4 to 5 live.
Every weekend here. Every weekend.
Well, every weekend, certainly.
Yes.
But we're recording live, and it's great always to be with you. We have a lot of stuff to kind of talk about. There's one thing that I know over the course of the last couple years, you've heard me talk about the I guess it's the war between ex-NFL players, the Players Association, which is the current players, and also the National Football League, the ruling class of the sport.
You've dealt with this, Dave. You've testified.
Yeah, I've gone at it pretty good with a lot of these people, and this is in relationship to chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE.
What does that mean?
Which is the disease that is found post-mortem in the brains of ex-football players. And 91 of 94 players, I should say 87 out of 91 former NFL players, have actually shown that they have CTE. And for many, many years, the complaints of ex-players who retire and then go back to the league for insurance purposes,
gotcha,
have been denied. And even the extreme case was Mike Webster of the Steelers, center for the Steelers, who was living out of his car, and it was a terrible, terrible story. What happened to Mike, and he had no idea where he was, when he was, or anything like that. But he had CTE terribly, and even in the face of all these truths and the suicides and what have you, Dave Duerson and Junior Seau, the league refused to accept that CTE had any connection at all to pro football. And so today, there was a change in that, and when we come back, we'll discuss all of that.
Fred Dreyer with you, The Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn on CRN. It is The Sports Show. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number
3030. NAPA know-how!
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The editors of Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com, the only vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, have named their list of the 16 best family cars of 2016, helping ease the struggle to find the best new cars tailored for families of all sizes. After extensive testing, with a keen focus on safety, comfort, convenience, and fit of various child safety car seats, Kelley Blue Book's experts recommend their choices of vehicles that best meet the needs of today's modern families. Jack R. Neared, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
For 2 weeks' time, we did everything that you and your family might do with a vehicle day-to-day, with a certain sense of what a family needs and wants. Since many of our testers are simultaneously parents of kids ranging from mid-20s to newborn, we drew heavily upon both our family car experiences and our new car expertise to choose this year's best cars for families.
For more, visit KBB.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. We're talking about CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy that is ravaging the National Football League and many other sports.
A lot of people don't know about it because they don't know the inside workings of this. And you've testified, and it's a big deal with all these former players facing this problem, this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, as you said. And it's like some people, Junior Seau, committing suicide, others having this. You just mentioned Mike Webster, the Steelers, the center, not even knowing where he was, living in his car. The NFL's got to take a look at this, and they're not right now saying that this chronic
traumatic encephalopathy
had anything to do with this, right?
Yeah, they've for a long time said that the players that have gone to the league and taken physicals by league doctors, this is the key element here, league doctors was absolutely outrageous when every single person, player that went there and took an examination from a doctor and made claims and asked for help and coverage to be able to get through this, and even to go beyond that to see if there was a degenerative factor in this symptomology, that they would be able to be covered by the National Football League insurance. I mean, after all, you know, it's only the fact that these guys gave up their youth to play and to receive the rewards and the not so rewards of the sport. You can't just turn your back and suddenly say we're now washing our hands of you. And if you want a prescription for some pain pills, we'll give them to you. But anything else other than that, we're not even acknowledging it. So a lot of these families from these players and a lot of these people were left to fend for themselves in this health care I think it's the Kit Kat he got in there.
It could be anyway.
But they're left to fend for themselves in the era of health care that doesn't exist in this country, and now that it doesn't exist. But there's such a awful thing that was done to these players for the last 20 some odd years, where they've asked for help and they were turned down time and time again, and to have people shooting themselves just isn't a temper tantrum that says, you know, I'd like to have some insurance, you know, please, diagnose me so I can, get some help. People are shooting themselves. People are in pain. Families are in pain. Families don't know how to deal with it because they're the first people you go to, which is the National Football League that's supposed to have coverage for people, will not acknowledge that this symptom is related at all to football. Anything to do with football,
the hitting and everything like that, and the
tackling. which is like saying playing football in a thunderstorm doesn't cause you to get wet, you know, and so suddenly today, I guess today is
there's a ruling that came out.
Is a ruling here that came out that the National Football League. Where's my paper here? National Football League here is that Senior Vice President Jeff Miller, NFL Senior Vice President Jeff Miller, during a roundtable discussion with the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee. Miller said football is certainly, quote, linked to CTE.
Wow.
But
wow.
added that questions remain about the connection. You know,
so he's now he's admitting it's related, but he doesn't know about the connection.
Yeah, he says, well, it's related. Well, the only way it can be related is by contact, you jackass. And that's what happens. And it is a fact that players who are concussed during the sport over a period of time will, in fact, come up with the symptoms of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And so the league has to now, because of the fear of now, it's so clear, it's so obvious that head injuries and concussions are bring on this symptom. And to ignore it is just is so insulting and so aggravating, so angry. You know, you can understand why people in this country are angry. They're angry at the government. They're angry at local government. They're angry at incompetence. Angry at people lying and affecting people's lives. And as I said before, I joked about it before, about a year and a half ago. I said, you know, the NFL is really government football, and that's really what it's become. It's become a mud hole for people deciding that we're going to pack the medical board with doctors who are going to do exactly what we tell them to do. No matter if a guy comes in there with his head in his lap, they're going to say, "Ah, you're okay. You just take a pill here, and you're going to be okay." So today, they stated the fact that you're right. You know, looking at it now, we decided that it does have something to do, you know, with. Football does have something to do, but we're not exactly sure what it is. Well, it's contact, and it's contact over a period of time, and spaced with this time is varying degrees of head blows. You know, I was a defensive end, so every single day, every day that I put my helmet on and that I did a practice, and my head contacted an opposing player's helmet.
Right.
And that's what happens when you're at the line of scrimmage. Your forehead, the front part of your head, your eyebrow section, and your two hands, the palms of your hands and the point on your helmet, come in contact with the blocker in front of you. And it's to control and to be able to survive at the line of scrimmage that you make this head contact every day, every play. All the time. And then there's the times when you get kicked in the head. There's the times when you fall down. And playing the sport, obviously, is risky. But the constant blow, and that is the moving of the brain inside the skull, how it bounces around at varying degrees. You don't have to get knocked out to have a head injury. You don't have to get knocked out to get a headache. And so over the years, I played 13 years. I've had 7 concussions that were recorded. Seven. In the hospital with 5 of them. And so I know now at age 70, I know now what the cumulative effect is, and I'm a lot better than some, but I could tell I've had a drop off in how sharp I am. I've had a drop off in things. I mean, you know how life is, guys. You know, you go out to the garage because you're going to go to the store, and then you realize, I forgot my key. I go back in.
Right.
Short term memory loss is a part of all of that, and so what we're getting here now is an admission. An admission by the league that, yes, certainly CTE is linked to football, but we really don't know how. So they're saying yes, but they're saying that it's not conclusive, and nobody is stepping forward to say, you know something, this has gone far enough. It is football can and does cause head trauma.
Wow.
And if they do that, there's all kinds of rippling side effects.
Well, it's kind of a step here today. This is a significant shift in the in the discussion over head trauma, and this was this guy, Jeff Miller, as the executive vice president for health and safety, and he was at a House Government Commerce Committee. They're investigating concussions and military sports, other dangerous pursuits, and the representative there, Jan Schwalski, Democrat from Illinois, asked whether Jeff Miller believed there is a, quote, now link between football and degenerative brain disorders like chronic traumatic encephalopathy and CTE, as it's called, and Miller said he said, certainly. He said, Dr. Ann McKee of Boston University's research shows that a number of retired NFL players were diagnosed with CTE. So the answer to the question is certainly yes. And this the representative was surprised. And he says, is there a link? And then Miller, this Jeff Miller of the NFL, says, sure. But then he said, he noted he wasn't a doctor, and now the exchange is going to go on. But
yeah,
at least he said sure today.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. And guess what? Nothing will come of it. There's an impending lawsuit that's very involved. You can't go into it. You need 2 hours to talk about it.
They'll have more straight ahead.
But it's tough.
This is Larry Elder with the tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air. Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zeppa filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. The Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now, 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner. 855-855-4455.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's, especially on St. Patty's Day weekend. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Now, legend has it, St. Patrick not only drove the snakes out of Ireland, he also created the very first meatball. And his right-hand man, Sean Columbo, was entrusted with the original recipe and brought to the New World by Sean's descendants, where thousands of Angelinos have been savoring and devouring St. Patrick's meatballs since 1954. Or at Columbo's, so enjoy culinary authenticity. This St. Patty's Day weekend, great jazz, mouth-watering steaks, the freshest fish, Columbo's family Italian specialties, and St. Patrick's original meatball recipe, proclaimed authentic by the ancient order of Hibernians. Call Columbo's for reservations, 323-254-9138, because when you really want Italian food and St. Patrick's original recipe meatballs, you've got to go to Columbo's. Yes, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Vigora.
Welcome back to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, acting legend, football legend, two safeties in one game, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Let's talk some baseball, Fred. It's spring training, as you know.
Yeah, it sure is.
And some big news today for the Dodgers because outfielder Yasiel Puig is going to be available to take the field opening day because Major League Baseball said that he wouldn't be suspended under the league's domestic violence policy. You know, he was under investigation. There was a fight at a Miami nightclub back in November. He was asked to leave that bar, Yasiel Puig was, after an argument with his sister. In that argument, it was alleged that he pushed her and got into a fight with a bouncer. He denied the allegations. The league interviewed witnesses, including Puig's sister. They looked at video footage. They didn't find any evidence to back up the claim that he hit his sister. As a result, they can't issue a form of suspension. And so Puig, his attorney, released a statement saying that his client is happy to get back to focusing solely on playing baseball. And he appreciated all the help and support that he got from other players. You know, not so good for Chapman, the relief pitcher for the Yankees, the closer there. He got a 30-day suspension.
Yeah, he's out of here for 30.
And Jose Reyes of the Rockies, a shortstop, is in a pending ruling that on a criminal trial that begins on April 4th. So Puig is not going to be suspended.
More Major League Baseball success stories.
It is, and a lot of teams just falling apart and going down now. They found out that Ryu of the Dodgers is not going to be ready to even throw a game.
Well, of course.
For a while.
Of course.
He's out, and yeah, they got out. The guy with back surgery, and so it's a good thing they got like seven pitchers because three of them are down.
They're going to need another 10 pitchers. They're going to need 10 more pitchers to get him out of camp.
Wow.
You know, I watch, you know, on the weekends sometimes I'll see what the Dodgers are doing, you know, watch the interleague games and stuff.
Do they televise those? I haven't seen any interleague games at all. They on the weekends they're putting them on?
You know, spring training type of stuff, But you hear all these conversations, and I'm looking at the calendar. What have they been in what, 3 weeks they've been in?
In spring training.
They've been in 3 weeks.
They're all falling
apart. And everybody
apart.
Now is now starting to make complaints like they've been 3 years.
Here's the deal. Brett Anderson's a Dodger pitcher, and we're just picking on the Dodgers. Let's just pick any team. The Dodgers here. He announced that he's going to miss 3 to 5 months after back surgery that he had in March. Why did he wait till March to get back surgery? Why didn't he have it in October after the season was over?
Well, they figured he'd get through it with his exercises. You know, he was doing exercises.
He was?
To help strengthen the muscles around this problem that he's had before. This is a recurring problem.
It is.
Instead of fixing it.
He was doing the exercise.
Instead of taking his time off.
Right.
He decided to do the operation and the rehab when he got to camp.
Because he's got a guaranteed contract.
You remember, Shaquille O'Neal had a foot operation, and he waited the whole offseason till he came to camp to have his foot operated.
Unbelievable.
They do that all the time. And
because of what? Because of the guaranteed contract?
Well, there's a lot of things in there that, here's one. This is a disclaimer to a point, but it's only fair to say it. Many teams like to say, look, before we cut into a player, before we go invasive technology here,
right,
let's give it some time to see if it heals and straightens out so we get a good look at really what it is. So you have to use that time, and that usually takes you up to 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month before camp. And then you say, okay, we need an operation. So they know going in there's a chance he may have to have an operation.
Right.
Well, on what's his name's, you know, what's that guy's
Anderson.
Name? Is it Brett?
Brett Anderson, yeah.
Brett Anderson, he went through an entire season with over 200-plus innings, and he was fine, had no problems whatsoever. He reported it being sore every once in a while. And toward the end of last season, he got tired a little bit.
Yeah.
But he was very serviceable, and they gave him an extension. I mean, they gave him a qualifying offer.
Now all of a sudden, all hell is broken.
And now he shows up here, and then he's out there pitching, and boom, it goes.
So there you have it.
So that's part of
he's
that.
He's out 3 to 5 months. Ryu, as I mentioned, is was expected to pitch in the Cactus League games. They wouldn't give a target date. It's a good thing because now they're saying that he's not even going to return by May. So who knows what's going to be going on that thing. And so they're going to have Clayton Kershaw, Scott Kazmir, Kenta Maeda, Alex Wood, and Mike Bolsinger. That's their starting rotation.
What a killer, lineup.
Paid the money and kept Greinke on the team.
Well, look, don't get me started. And me. I'm the captain of common sense and reason.
You are.
And
Captain Reason.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't have any tolerance whatsoever, none at all, for any of these teams like the Browns who knowingly know that they're drafting a alcoholic and a brat who has no family discipline. Parents are just nowhere to be found, and his the root of all of this stuff, this acting out that he's been doing at the expense of the Cleveland Browns and all the fans.
It's crazy.
But what you get is people continue to repeat the same mistakes, and whether it's whether it's Manziel or whether it's injuries or
whatever.
It's,
how about this guy, this Dodgers minor leaguer, this Adrian Salcedo? He's been suspended now for 144 games because it's baseball's minor league drug program. He had a positive test for drugs.
This isn't the only
metabolite of Bodine. It's a banned performance. Maybe Jethro Bodine or Bodinone, I believe it is. Anyway, it's his third drug charge here. He had with the Minnesota Twins, he's suspended for 80 games last
year. Right.
This guy's it's crazy. What's wrong with these people?
If they give him an extension, I'm sure he'll snap out of it.
You think so?
Yeah. I got to tell you, I would be the worst owner, or the best, depending on how you look at it. I'd be the worst owner. I'd just go right through the locker room and say, hey, get your stuff, you're out. I got a station wagon out here. Take your ass to the airport. Let's go.
Wow.
I would be all over these people. And you know what? Coaches, I remember coaches, when coming up as a kid, the standards that they would say, they would always say this. They'd say, you're supposed to show up ready to play a game today. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And I always looked at it that way. You show up on the very first day of practice, whenever it's spring practice, whatever it is.
You were ready to go.
I was ready to roll, that's buddy.
How about this guy, Adam LaRoche? He decided this week to step away from baseball at another year. $13 million left on his contract with the Chicago White Sox. And he didn't leave on good terms. He decided to retire after the White Sox president, Ken Williams, told him he couldn't bring his 14-year-old son into the clubhouse.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, why wouldn't you leave your kid up in the stands? Why does the kid have to come into the clubhouse?
Well, wait a minute.
Yes?
Wait a minute. Why not?
Everybody gets to bring their kids in.
Well, of course they do.
There's total mayhem.
Well, I'll tell you what. When our locker room, Rams and Giant locker room, had kids in it, all the time.
Well, this Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports said that the Ken Williams said he denied banning the son.
Oh, so now he's lying.
But he said he merely asked Adam LaRoche to dial it back. So maybe the kid was
maybe he had a cot in a sleeping bag stashed away up there. Maybe he was hanging around too much.
The guy owns, he's paying millions of dollars, the owner of the White Sox. He said to Adam, I'm quoting him now. He said, listen, our focus, our interest, our desire this year is to make sure we give ourselves every opportunity to focus on a daily basis on getting better. All I'm asking you to do with regard to bringing your kid to the ballpark is dial it back. That's what he said.
Well, maybe he was dialed back.
I don't know. I just think
I don't know what the context was.
The owner's paying you, and he has rules.
Of course
you should
he
follow
does.
The rules.
Of course he does. But you mean to tell me like we're 3 weeks into it, and he has this problem? Why didn't he in the offseason say, "Here's what we're going to do. Here's the rules. None know this.
Maybe
you
got
can
out
do
of
that."
Hand
well, you know, maybe. Yeah, though the kids are running
kids
amok.
14, and the kids may be running amok. That happened at a radio station once, where a morning show host brought in his daughters, and they went and knocked on the door and walked into another studio while they were on the air.
I understand all that. I don't know the context.
Well,
they
supported the morning show and his the bad kids that were pains in the rears, and sided with him. Because they were making more money off that show. If the kids are pains in the butt, get them out.
Well, of course. If anybody's a pain in the butt, get them out.
Thank you, Tomas shaking
his Tomas head. If Tomas is a pain in the ass, Tomas, guess what?
He can stay. So anyway, that's the latest from the spring training. What about the March Madness? You got your brackets?
Here's what I did. Some guy asked me.
What did Jude Fred
the other
Dreyer
day at
do?
My favorite restaurant, Tiramisu, and I'm sitting there, doing my stuff, and a guy walks up and goes, who do you like in the car? I said, Kansas. That's it. See you later.
I like Kansas.
Kansas.
Michigan State.
Here's why. It's impossible to handicap this. It's impossible.
Really?
Yes. Well, of course it is, because it's March Madness.
It's
March Madness.
Yes.
You have to be crazy to try to do it. So I looked at the hottest team, the best team, 30-4. They're hotter than hell right now.
Kansas.
That's it. I got them all the way through.
Really?
Yes.
So you got Kansas all the way.
I got them beaten.
Villanova is 29-5.
That's fine.
Oregon's 28-6. Okay, so you just go through them and you check them out a little bit. There's some movement in here. 25-7, UNC Wilmington.
Well, of course,
they
of
have
course.
North Carolina, 28-6.
Well, some drunk might throw up a half-court shot and sink it. You know, who in the hell knows what's going to happen?
I'm telling you, there's maybe some things over there. So, Little Rock is 29-4. So I don't know. It's going to be tough. But don't you want to get into the Michigan State? As I mentioned, I said I like Michigan. They're 29-5.
Can I tell you? I hate sports minutia. That's what this represents.
What do you mean?
That's what this represents to me.
The brackets.
Let's talk about. Let's go down to the ninth seed in the Midwest Division, Seton Hall. Let's talk about their defense. I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
That's not this show, by the way. And we always talk.
So we're not going to talk brackets.
I'm not going to talk brackets.
I had President Barack Obama. Let Obama do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to wait till the genius Barack picks it, and they'll see that.
He's going to give you brackets. He'll have his brackets.
Yeah, he'll have his brackets.
That's right. Do it. So
Mitch McConnell bracket.
We won't be talking about this then on the show. We're not going to talk about the.
No. Hey, I got a nice email from some fans today.
Yep.
I think I have it right here. But anyway, when we come back, they were asking me about my cat.
Your cat? How about Frank
Cody.
The Beagle?
Well, he's still there.
Can we tell the cat story? Because we kind of alluded to that last week. When the cat went crazy because there was a varmint in the yard. And
no, that was the coyotes.
I know. And we promised to tell that story this week.
The real fun one was Mommy Cat, the mother of Cody, who used to steal my mail and run upstairs with it.
Will you tell that when you come back?
I guess so.
All right. Straight ahead, we continue the sports show with Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free. And your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. So I do have Obama did call in his bracket. He's got Texas A&M, UNC, okay. He's got Villanova, I told you Villanova, and Wisconsin. But he says they might be losing in the first round. So anyway, so that's it. We'll see what's going on. And this thing in Cuba's in the news, baseball news. They're saying that the Cuban Baseball Federation is saying, and Major League Baseball, far from reaching a deal to transfer Cuban players to the United States, even with the United States rules that could facilitate player signings. This according to a top Cuban baseball official.
Yeah, it's more Cuban baseball players coming
here? We need more. Because they bring with them cigars. If they sign them and your team gets them, there could be a cigar night at the ballpark.
Well, you do know.
You would like that.
The Romeo and Juliet. Thank you.
The Cuban cigar?
Romeo and Juliet.
That's a good one.
Red and white wrapper is the best.
That's the best. And then Ruben Tejada, the Mets have cut him loose. There's no role for him. So he's 26 years of age, and he was put on waivers. Maybe the Dodgers could pick him up as a pitcher. I don't know. Let's go through your email bag there. You got a lot
of
great
I have a couple of emails. You know, people respond to our show, which is wonderful. And I get a lot of tweets, and I get, Fred_Dreyer. That's my tweet. And then I talk about a lot of stuff. I answer. I've been in a mood where I've been answering a lot of fan mail over the tweeting.
You tweet and at Fred_Dreyer, yeah. They can follow you and you answer the stuff. Okay.
And Martha Lee says that she thinks that one of her cats. He was curious about the breed that I was talking about, Tonkinese breed.
Had a Tonkinese.
I had two of them.
So they were smart. You told this story once.
Yeah.
You and your daughter, it was a family night, and the two cats were there, and they started, they get squirrely? What happened?
Well, there's one story. Well, the one story is I had two cats.
Yeah.
Ty and Cody.
Ty and Cody, okay.
Ty, they were brothers. And Ty got FIP. He caught a virus when he was being neutered, and he died.
Oh, that's not good.
So the breeder,
that's sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. So the breeder said, I said, look, take the other cat back because I don't want one cat.
You want him to have buddies,
right? Yeah, I want to have buddies. And she says, well, I'll tell you what. Let me give you the mother.
Oh, Ty passed away, right?
So Ty passed away.
Okay.
And the mother of Ty and Cody was given to me in place of Ty.
And what was the mother's name?
A mommy cat.
Mommy cat.
Mommy cat.
Wait a minute. You're the great Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, and you had a cat named Cody and Mommy Cat.
And so Mommy was a champagne.
Okay.
It was a beautiful, with beautiful shading of feet, brown feet, kind of like Tomas.
You took a liking to Mommy Cat, didn't you?
Well, she took a liking.
You liked Tomas, too.
When we introduced her, when we brought her home,
yeah.
Look, she was with the breeder having a great time.
Of course.
And next thing you know, she's in a box.
At your
on
house.
On the freeway.
Like a nightmare.
Then at my house.
At your place. No
and
good
when that
food.
Box opened up, this cat hopped out and backed
Can you
up.
Imagine?
Backed up. Into the corner,
I've imagined.
And his ears went down and said, stay the hell away from me.
Can you imagine feeding time at Fred's house when he grinds up the broccoli for the cats? The poor cats, they don't get sad when they just probably, broccoli is good for you guys. Remember, lean meat and alkaline.
Well.
So that was good. So it took a while for Mommy Cat to get to like you.
Well, she bit me a couple of times.
I couldn't believe that could
and,
happen.
Yeah, she nipped me a couple of times, but I hung in there.
That's
and,
good.
Of course, Cody... was her son.
Yeah, he said, welcome home,
and,
Mom.
And
this
so
is
he,
what
went over,
been,
he went
this
over.
This is how I've been living.
Well, he went over to greet her,
yeah.
And she whacked the hell out of him.
Yeah, because she said, what have you done
no,
to
No, she's
me?
Pissed off.
Well, she wanted to retire in her old age.
Yeah,
she doesn't
right.
want
she's going
to
hang
retirement
out
retirement home in
no,
his
she,
Fred Dreyer's
she wanted
house?
To go to the beach.
Are you kidding
so,
me?
So,
Mommy
so now she's at my house.
So and, Mommy Cat and Cody are there.
So anyway, Mommy became, it was very tolerant. Cody would at nighttime would jump up on my lap, and
what would Mommy do?
And then crawl up on my neck and stick his face right in my ear and start purring as loud as he could.
Did he have his football helmet on? Because I
no,
know your cats probably had the helmets.
No, but he was just completely
you loved Cody.
Demanding.
He was.
So the mother, Mommy Cat, would sit on the floor across the room.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, she would venture closer. And then one day she hopped up.
Where?
on my lap.
Oh my gosh!
She came over. This is and a she sat on my love. Lap, yes. And that was it. We had a great relationship.
Yeah,
okay,
from that point on.
So
all right. So mom,
then,
dad, Cody.
So then here it comes.
Here it is. Good.
So you know, and all these animal stories. You got to give a little background. Well, otherwise, you know,
you've got lots. You got your next door neighbor Fred the Beagle or Frank the Beagle
yeah,
is there.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and you got you had these two cats in here. So what happened?
Right. So. One day I'm sitting, on the couch, and it's real dark. I like it dark. I like to read in the dark.
That's another thing mommy cat probably loves.
With the
dark.
Flashlight.
That's so you got a like flashlight or you're reading.
In case
like
there's a Holocaust.
One of the early settlers.
In case the bomb goes off, at least I'm trained.
Fred's ready.
So what happens is,
broccoli
now I notice
there.
Her coming out of my office.
Oh, boy.
Skulking, real low to the
Not
ground.
Not a lot in the office.
And she's got something. I can't tell what it is. And she zooms up the stairs. And then I don't think too much of it. And about an hour later, same thing.
She comes out and zooms up the...
She does. What the hell's going on? So I get up and I go upstairs, and she's in her treehouse. I got a real nice treehouse up there.
That was really... So the cats
it's
had a room.
It's a great little area.
So it's a great...
I wish I had that. You know, so my size,
You
certainly.
Gave the cats a treehouse.
So I walked over to her inside the treehouse, and I looked at her, and her ears went down and started to growl a little bit.
Yeah.
I said, hey, wait a minute.
Mommy cat.
So I put my finger right on her nose and pushed her back... And she backed up. She's sitting on a pencil.
Yes.
An eraser.
Yeah.
A paperclip.
Oh, brother. This is bad.
And a water and power bill.
Oh, my God. She took your water and power bill up there?
She took everything up there.
So she was going into your office and taking the stuff that she just wanted.
She wanted the stuff on my desk. So
did she water the water and power bill at all, or was
no.
it okay? Just want to make sure.
I was trying to get her to, you know, take it down there for me.
But, to see if she'll go to the mailbox.
So I pulled the stuff out of there,
yeah.
And I went back down. She followed me down.
Yep. Said, I want my stuff back.
She followed me down, and I said, hey, that's it. Forget it. Don't do it anymore. So.
And mommy cat listened to you?
No.
What woman ever listens to a man, let alone mommy cat?
Well, this kept going on at intervals.
Wow. So you have this relationship going. It's kind of this love-hate relationship.
Yeah. And then one day, I'm laying on the floor, stretching my back out in the living room. I have a nice living room. You know my living room.
I know. It's
so
beautiful.
I'm stretching my
it's
my back out.
It's kind of like a locker room. It's got a lot of equipment
yeah, it's,
stuff.
It's got nothing but jock straps in it.
It's good.
So
I didn't notice those. I would have run screaming.
So I'm laying on the ground, and I turned my neck around to look, and under the couch.
What did you see?
It's a bunch of paper clips.
No, come on. She was taking more and hiding them under the couch?
Oh, she's unbelievable.
Oh,
yeah. So I, you know, it's always great. So, so one night, my daughter and I are watching some preposterous show,
right?
You know, on the Sci-Fi Channel,
right? Because you and your daughter like to get together and watch sci-fi.
Exactly.
It's good. Okay.
So the cat
family viewing on sci-fi.
As
always.
Soon as my daughter shows up, you
the
know,
Living Dead, all those good
mommy
shows.
Cat and Cody just jump on her because they loved her.
Yeah.
And so we're all four of us are sitting there watching
family moment.
Then she. Then mommy cat jumps up, and her hair stood straight up.
Wow!
All the way down.
Had
her,
you ever
all
seen
the
that
way
before?
Down to her tail.
Had you ever seen anything like that before?
Well, not the way that happened there.
Yeah, I mean, so just went
she
around.
Looked possessed.
Yes.
And then, of course, then Cody does the same thing.
Yeah.
So now they jump off and are now doing like figure eights on the floor. They're just. All over the place, and mommy starts hissing and growling. And I said, what the hell's going on? So I, for some reason, I pulled the curtain, raised the curtain up, the blackout curtains.
Yes.
I raised them up.
Yeah, blackout curtains.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. You know, can't
so you raise them up.
You may have to.
Was this nighttime, I hope?
It's the middle of the day.
It could be.
Yeah, well, it could be. So I raised the curtain
and
through the window of the French doors.
Yes, yes.
Looking at me.
Looking straight at you.
Is a coyote.
Oh, my.
The size of a German Shepherd.
Because you live up against those hills, and so it's the size of a German. You sure it was a coyote, not a German Shepherd?
Right.
Okay. So what'd you do?
I got my gun.
Oh, shit.
I got my gun. I got my .40 caliber.
Yeah.
I went out, turned the porch light on, opened the door, and walked out, and there was this animal.
Coyote.
you know, staring at me, and then he kind of scrunched down and looked at me over the top of his nose, and I started making a couple of steps toward him. He held his ground, then backed up a little bit, and then as I raised this gun,
I don't want to hear the story.
He jumps straight up,
right,
onto a top of the 7-foot fence.
Straight up from a crotch, seven feet.
Just went straight up.
Yep.
Vertical leap, right up on top of this 7-foot fence.
Right.
And sprinted down the side of the house.
Didn't bother Frank the Beagle, right? Everything was okay. No,
that was on the other side of the house.
Oh, the other side. Okay, so he sprints down there on top of the wall, keeping right down the – this is a narrow wall.
Yeah, man, he was – he moved
faster. So no shots were fired.
He moved fast.
You didn't even have time to pump some blood into him or anything, right?
No.
Not that you would do anything like that.
Well, I mean, you know, here's what happens, you know, in life.
Yes.
I go out there to let him know you're not coming back here. This is my area.
So you were just showing that you were the sheriff.
This is my area. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, there's somebody outside. So I went outside to let him know I'm out here, and I pushed him back against the fence. If he makes a move, he's done.
He was done, though.
He's done if he shows up.
He decided he broke ground.
Matter of fact, I told the people, you know, the homeowners association, I said, let me tell you something.
You went to a meeting?
Oh, everybody has these types of problems.
So you made an appearance at the homeowners meeting.
Yeah, the difference between me and people next door with Frank is that instead of an air horn, I have a gun.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So your cats then, Mommy Cat and Cody, warned you of impending problems outside. Were they okay? Did they calm down after this whole?
Well, we had to go back in and settle them down and brush them, and pretty soon they went to the window, kept looking around the window, and they did. They searched.
How did they look again? People see you on video. It's good the way they look like that. You've got that uncanny resemblance.
They duck and dodged, you know. And so they went around the house sniffing and everything to make sure this cat was this animal was gone. It was. And then that night.
Yes.
Everybody slept very soundly. And it
was a scary night. Your actual real life was probably better than the show you were watching on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Well, of course it was.
Of course that real life stuff is good. So this Cody and Mommy Cat then became really ingratiated themselves as part of this family for the many years you had them.
I had him for 6.5 years.
6.5 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You should maybe, you don't have a pet now. You should maybe get a pet.
No, I don't need one.
I think you need a couple other cats.
No.
It seemed like you and the cats would hang out.
No, but the reason
you were kind of like the Beastmaster.
But the reason I got rid of him is because, you know, I'm in and out.
Wait, you got rid of the cats?
I gave him to a breeder in Oregon.
This is not a good story.
It is a great
story.
You
got touching little Cody and Mommy Cat.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And you gave them to a breeder?
So should I just ignore them and leave for a day or two?
They're cats. They don't care. They'll take your paper clips and hide them on you.
In order for me to find a cat sitter, which was impossible,
right.
I couldn't find a cat sitter.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not letting strangers in my house just to feed them.
Oh, I know that. Not with the blackout curtains.
No, you can't.
I'm lucky. I feel honored that I went in there one time to see the Sony Trinitron that you have. I was honored on that occasion when you gave a tour
of
the TV museum and that projection set that you and Wayne Krinsky owned.
I'll turn it on.
Yeah.
I'll turn it on for
you. I don't believe the divergent thing, the
rabbit ears?
It was just the picture was blurred. The convergence.
Oh, the big one.
The convergence, yeah.
The big Sony.
You and Wayne Gretzky, the same model. He got rid of his 25 years ago.
No, I think Wayne still has.
Sounds good. All right, straight ahead we continue. It is the sports show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Great story.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
This is Larry Elder with the tip to improve your life. Start breathing cleaner air.
Pollutants in the air you breathe in your home can cause illness, allergy attacks, breathing problems, and more. Plus, if you have a child, aging adult, or an asthma sufferer in your home, you need the Silent Air Cleaner. We spend over 7 hours a day in our bedrooms, so why not breathe really pure air? Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner today. Get rid of pollen, dust, dust mites, pet dander, mold, spores, and more. Make the air in your home ultra pure with the Silent Night Air Cleaner's new Zeppa filtration system. It is clean air and it's quiet. The Silent Night Air Cleaner. Call now and get your unit today. Call 855-855-4455. That's 855-855-4455. Call right now. 855-855-4455. Take care of the people you love. Take care of yourself. Get the Silent Night Air Cleaner. 855-855-4455.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
John Cardillo here, host of the John Cardillo Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio every weekday morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific, and every weekday afternoon, noon to 2 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm a former New York City cop, and I'm pretty conservative, so my show is always controversial, never politically correct, and I'm never afraid to ask the tough questions. Join me, John Cardillo, every Monday through Friday, right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment, ladies and gentlemen, with us, who just happened to drop in off the Coyote Trail, is our good friend Paul Stern. Paul.
Paul, welcome to the sport.
Hey,
show.
Listen, we were Fred talking Dryer. About coyotes, and I thought of you, and you can tell the people, because you live right down the street from me, that these coyotes are really the super athletes of the canyon, aren't they?
Oh, they're incredible. They're incredible specimens. I mean, my God.
But you live near...
I do.
You've got the weed blower that Fred sees.
I put my car in neutral and glide right down the hill. He's down the hill from
me. Down the hill, and you watch him with... He's got the weed blower.
He's got the
there.
Weed blower down
and
there.
Everything. And so you see the coyotes out there as well?
You get up early in the morning, and they're out and about. They're doing their thing. They've inhabited the neighborhood.
How about
and
during trash day?
Yeah? Trash day.
Oh, on trash day. Oh, my God. They come out. It's like they're dining at Chasen's.
Do they?
No, it's really great.
Do they defy you sometimes, Fred? Where they come and like challenge you?
I wish the attitude they had permeated the Republican Party.
Really? Because they're that.
They are vicious. They are tenacious, and they stand their ground, and they take no guff, unless Sultan comes out with a handgun.
Yeah, you see, I think you made your statement right there.
Well, the word got out.
Sultan, a sultan of safeties. I've just learned, and I did not realize, you can correct me, Paul just mentioned this, that not only did you have two safeties in one game, you had two safeties in the same quarter.
The same quarter.
Unbelievable. So if someone was going to break that record, they'd have to get three safeties.
They've got to get three safeties.
That's all, in the same quarter.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is a good record there. And I think maybe the Coyote knew about it, and maybe that's why.
That's what happened.
Today. That's
I'm
Fred
sure
Dreyer.
That's what happened.
Two safeties in one quarter.
Yes.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's exactly
that
what happened.
Leap.
But the canyon during the summer months, which is it's fast approaching.
Yes.
The canyons are loaded with these guys, and at nighttime they are serenading everybody, and it wakes up Frank the Beagle. Next door.
Your next door neighbor.
Yeah, and now he goes off. He goes off. The coyotes are now, they come running down the canyon. And they do a Brody right in the side of my house between Tom and me.
Yeah.
And they're howling through the fence. And they're right outside the window howling. It's very odd.
Next week's story, we'll have it for you here. That's our show. If you miss anything, log on to our website, crntalk.com/thesportshow with Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with my audience. I thank you so much for the emails and for the texts and the faxes and the tweets. And, Paul, thanks for dropping in, buddy.
Oh, 10-4.
You can take your weed blower with you back home. You don't need to bring it in the studio, Paul.
Very nice.